Have you ever seen the smooth hand fish? It's an unusual looking sea creature. It's got these kind of bulging eyes and a mohawk on its head, and it's got these hand-like fins that enable it to walk on the seabed. Sounds pretty awesome, right? They're found in Tasmania, and they were one of the first fish species to be documented in Australia. Well, if you've never seen one, unfortunately, you won't ever. Because in July this year, the fish was declared officially extinct. Now, Daz Chandler is the artistic director for the Parallel Effect, and Daz is responsible for the online vigil for the smooth hand fish that is taking place this Sunday, the 22nd of November. And Daz joins us this morning to talk a little more about it. Daz, how are you?
I'm very excited about Sunday. I'm very nervous,
yes,
but very excited.
I was just saying to you on air, it sounds huge. Tell us a little bit more about the vigil and what's happening this Sunday.
Yeah, so your introduction about the smooth handfish describes so beautifully what this creature looked like and how it inhabited its part of the sea. And as you said, you're right. They were so plentiful that when this French explorer first documented the smooth handfish, he actually didn't think there was anything particularly unique or interesting about them because there were so many of them. So he actually just took one holotype and one scientific illustration of the smooth handfish. And then over the years, as a result of human intervention, things like pollution, things like dredging, things like climate change, because the smooth handfish live in a very localized area, any alteration to their natural habitat, you know, causes them extreme agony and pain and influences the way they then go about their sort of daily customs. And as a result of that, they stopped breeding and they are now extinct. And it's a big milestone, sadly, for the world, because it's the first time a modern day marine creature has ever been declared extinct. When I heard about it, Willie, I was extremely upset, and I can't really find the words to articulate why this news affected me as it did, but it really, really affected me. And I am fortunate enough to be a part of that collective. And I reached out to everyone and I said, this is really heartbreaking. And there are 200 extinctions happening every single day. What do we do with this knowledge? What do we do with all these profound losses? You know, where do we place that sadness? You know how when you get really angry, we're lucky enough to be able to kind of congregate and generally go and join a demonstration or a rally, and we can channel that anger into action. What do we do with sadness? And can grief be transformative in any way? And I suppose this is what this event on Sunday is all about.
It's amazing. I mean, I got goosebumps when you said 200 species a day are going extinct. And you're right, that expending of energy needs to happen. But how does it happen? And particularly, how does it happen in the COVID normal world that we are living in at the moment? And the online vigil sounds like it's like the perfect solution, right? Tell us about some of the people who are going to be there.
It's interesting that you brought up COVID, Willie, because I'm currently based in Melbourne, and we obviously have been locked down for some time, although not anymore. Now it's you know, we're free to walk about and be in the sunshine, and it's fantastic. But during that period of lockdown, you know, the world really started to feel considerably smaller, not just the borders in Australia shutting down and closing up and tightening up, but of course all around the world. And I'm always concerned about insular thinking and parochialism. I think it's really dangerous. And I think because of those things, I kind of just from my tiny little flat here in Preston in Melbourne, I just started writing to some of my favourite artists and thinkers from all over the world. And I'm talking, you know, big names.
Like, yeah, people that, really big names.
Yeah, people that I have, you know, admired for years. And I was never really expecting any of them to respond to my emails, let alone collaborate with me on this project. And so it's blown my mind. So in Australia alone, Bruce Pascoe is joining the vigil. I filmed with him this week at his home on Yuin Country, and it was one of the most extraordinary experiences to be sitting with him as he told me some of the most important stories of his country's law relating to the governance of the waterways. And I had goosebumps. You know, I just couldn't believe it. And then, you know, outside of Australia, there are poets like Jane Hirschfield, who would have to be one of my favourite essayists and writers of all time. She's written an anthology. This is a little bit of a plug for her because it's you really need this in your life. She's written an anthology called Ledger. And she's able, and I guess this is why poets are so important during times of profound and multiple crises, they're able to condense really tricky and difficult ideas so majestically. And that anthology is just so powerful and special and really is a bit of a go-to for me. So when I wrote to her and got a response, I had to pinch myself. And likewise with a lot of the musicians that are involved. You know, Zoe Keating is this extraordinary cellist. She's originally from Canada. She's now based in Vermont. She plays cello so beautifully, and she does so in a really interesting way. She's also an amazing composer. She's on board, as are this Moroccan desert band that do this really trippy, psychedelic, extraordinary music, which, you know, just paints so many pictures of different landscapes in your mind upon listening to it. And they're on board. And I think what this is really showing is that there is so much need globally at the moment for all of us to have a space to convene, to contemplate these losses, to contemplate what we do with this knowledge, and to also pay tribute to what we're losing.
And so how can people get involved on Sunday?
So what you need to do is go to handfishvigil.com.
And we'll link that to the show notes as well so people can find it there.
And register. And it's free and everything. You don't need to download additional applications or anything to participate. But by registering, you're then going to receive a welcome pack from us, which will explain what we're hoping to do and also give you a few little things to prepare ahead of time. And, you know, look, I'm just so unbelievably amazed by the generosity of the contributors and the far-reaching nature of these contributions. It's everything from, you know, musical performances to extraordinary films that have been created for this, and really important stories from First Nations peoples. It's going to be very, very special.
Daz Chandler, I wish you all the best for this Sunday. Sounds like it's going to be an amazing event. And thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Willie.